Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Google Plus came into being several years ago as basically the stripped-down, cleaner, more professional version of Facebook. Although Google Plus has yet to welcome the enormous number of users Facebook has, those that do use it are pretty fiercely devoted. And Google Plus can be a powerful tool for book promotion with its several key features: circles, hangouts, and communities. Circles are a way for plussers, as users of the site are affectionately known, to sort people they know into groups, depending on how they know them. And each user can create their own circles. So your own circles might be, and these are just examples, family, buddies, and other authors. And then you can post publicly, or you can post to a circle. If you post publicly, then anybody who has circled you will see it. But if you post to a specific circle, like buddies, then they won't see it unless they're in your buddy's circle. When you add someone else to, let's say, your other author's circle, you'll see anything that person posts publicly. But unless they add you to one of their circles, you won't see any of their private stuff. It's a lot easier than it sounds, and it's a lot more flexible and intuitive than the Facebook friend request and approval process. Facebook has a similar thing where you can create a list and send your posts only to those on the list, but that feature was added as more of an afterthought, whereas Google Plus was actually built on the circle system. Google Plus seems to have differentiated itself from the competition as a social network people use to, well, actually network socially. It's almost like if Facebook and LinkedIn had a baby, Google Plus would be the result. Lots of people have realized that Google Plus is a great way to connect with other business owners or entrepreneurs or artists in their fields, in our case, authors. And since Google Plus offers business pages and personal profiles, just like Facebook does, many have been taking advantage of both as a 1-2 punch. In other words, using a combination of business and personal pages. Use one to showcase your human side, such as your hobbies and interests, places you've traveled, and the other to talk about your book or to mention any products or services you offer. Hangouts are video discussions that are perfect for either small groups, because only up to 10 people can participate, or to use in a webinar format, because an unlimited number of people can watch the Hangout if you choose to broadcast it. So there's another way to engage and offer valuable information to your followers, and maybe add some new ones as well, since the Hangouts are broadcast via YouTube, another popular social network. A Hangout could be a book club discussion, a writing group, or a small class. But whatever the case, Hangouts can go a long way in giving value to your online audience. Google Plus communities are a way to form groups of people with similar interests. Anyone can start a community, and there are also a multitude of existing communities out there you can join, some with thousands of members. Interacting with people in these communities, and the ones you create, is a perfect way to reach out and entice them to follow you. Just be careful not to spam. And your life on Google Plus could be easier if you pick a niche. In other words, become an authority in some field, then start a community around that. If you write nonfiction, you might already have a niche. But even if you write fiction, you may consider yourself an authority on writing. And there are so many niches you could carve out based on that broad topic, such as editing, writing in your genre, publishing, querying, book marketing, and that's just to name a few. The trick to Google Plus is to present yourself professionally, both on your personal profile and your business page, and to use all the nifty features that are available to you. Also, to get people to add you to their circles, don't just wait around for people to come to you. Get out there and interact. Participate in communities and hangouts. Add others to your circles, make comments on what they post, and get involved in discussions. Those that like what you have to say may just become followers. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, check out my latest offering, the Total Author Package, which includes setup of your professional author website, plus 2 coaching sessions a month to help you write, publish, and sell your book in 12 months or less. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.